Really? You guys are lazy. Look at that. Well, for those of you who did make a New Year's resolution, you are one of 145 million Americans who made a decision this year to do something different than last year. You're one of 145 million Americans who decided that they wanted to start over in some way, start fresh in some way. Now, this tradition of New Year's resolutions is an entirely secular tradition. There's no foundation in faith at all. And yet, the idea of beginning again, the idea of starting over, is at its very core a deeply spiritual practice. In fact, it's even Christian. In fact, you read much of the Bible and you'll see that so many stories in the Bible are stories of people beginning again. Stories of people starting anew. Someone encounters Jesus and somehow, some way, they're able to do things differently. And that's why as we begin this new year, we're going to begin with a new sermon series, a sermon series we're calling Do Over, a sermon series where we're going to look at these stories of people who need a second chance, a second chance at purpose, a second chance at gratitude, a second chance at hope or at life. We're going to look at them and see how their encounter with Jesus changes everything, everything about their lives. Now, our first scripture reading in the sermon series is coming from the Gospel of Luke. It's the story of a man with a skin disease, leprosy. It was a disease that affected not just the body, it affected the man's ability to be a member of the community. For you see, once you got leprosy, your life was over. You're no longer welcome in the community. You were no longer welcome with your own family. This leper, this man of such sickness, came to Jesus. The scripture begins Luke chapter 5, verses 12 through 16. Once, when Jesus was in one of the cities, there was a man covered with leprosy. And when the man saw Jesus, he bowed with his face to the ground and begged Jesus, saying, "Lord, Lord, if you choose, you can make me clean." And Jesus stretched out his hand, and he touched the man and said to him, "I do choose. Be made clean." Well, immediately the leprosy left him, and Jesus ordered the man to tell no one. "Go," he said to the man, "and show yourself to the priest, and as Moses commanded, make an offering, a gift for your cleansing, for the testimony to them." But now more than ever, word spread about Jesus, and many crowds would gather to hear Jesus and to be cured of their diseases, but Jesus would withdraw to deserted places and pray. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me once more? Have thine own way, O Lord, have thine own way. For you, O God, are the potter. We are the clay. Melt us and mold us, make us and use us, have thine own way. Amen. Well, just behind the iconic image of Christ the Redeemer, on the northern edge of the Guanabara Bay in Rio de Janeiro, lies one of the largest wastelands, one of the largest dumps in the entire world. Now, before it was closed in 2012, Jardín Gramacho, the Garden of Gramacho, as it's called, received more trash every day than any other landfill in the world. Now, whatever Rio de Janeiro decided it wanted to throw away, Gramacho would receive. How much? 7,000 tons of garbage arrived every day. Now, about 3,000 scavengers, people who lived in the community, would pick through the garbage, looking for anything of value. That's how they could make their living. They would look for material that could be recycled, anything that could be sold for a profit. But of course, most of the garbage is just that, it's garbage. It's broken bottles, it's abandoned tires, it's spoiled produce, it's things that don't matter to anyone anymore, things that simply don't have any value. Now, at one point, everything up there, everything in that picture had value. At one point, you have to understand it wasn't garbage. But somewhere along the way, everything lost its usefulness. Now, at some point along the way, someone decided all of that stuff, it was expendable, and in fact, that life would be better without it. That's what happens when you outlive your purpose in life. You outlive your purpose in life, and one day someone decides you're not necessary. You outlive your purpose in life, and one day you too get discarded. You too end up in Gramacho. You see, once upon a time, Luke tells us there was a man. Now, a man covered with leprosy, a man whose life had no value. And why? It's because his family had forgotten him. His community had expelled him. The man had nothing he could offer to society because society had already decided that he was expendable. That's just what happens when you contract a disease like leprosy. That's your fate. You get sick, and well, the world decides it no longer needs you. You get sick, and the world decides you no longer have the same value anymore. You get sick, and you end up having to live on other people's pity. That's just what happens. So the man lived outside the community. The man wore torn clothing. The man had to keep his distance. And if he came close to anyone, he simply had to cry out, "Unclean, unclean," so that others would stand back. The man was on the outside looking in. Now, at some point, I'm sure the man's life was different. Now, at some point, I'm sure the man's life had value. After all, he likely had a family. He likely had children. He likely had something he could contribute to the world. He almost certainly had a job at one point, something that got him out of bed in the morning each and every day, but then one day he woke up and he had a rash. One day he woke up and things were different, and everyone decided that he was no longer necessary. One day he woke up and things simply changed. I remember talking to a man once who said to me, "You know, David, I was in the army for over 20 years. He said, "For 20 years, I was in the army, and every day I knew exactly where I was supposed to be. Every day I wore the same thing. I had a uniform. I showed up at work. People said, 'Yes, sir,' and they saluted me. But now," he said, "they don't do that anymore." He said, "Now, well, I don't have any place to be in the morning. Now, I don't have anything I have to wear. Now, I don't have anyone I need to say 'yes, sir,' to anymore. Things are different," he told me. See, sooner or later, it happens to us all. Sooner or later, we all become expendable, whether we want to or not. And whatever purpose you had in your life, whatever it was that got you out of bed in the morning, whatever brought value to your life, well, sooner or longer later, you are no longer needed in that way anymore. A cemetery is filled with irreplaceable people. One day, whether you want it or not, the kids are going to grow up. But one day, if you're looking forward to it or not, the job will move on without you. One day, whether you want it or not, you will be on the outside looking in. "Lord," the man said to Jesus, "Lord, if you choose, you can make me clean." Yes, the man simply wanted to start over. This forgotten man, this discarded man, this purposeless man simply wanted to have purpose again. And he found himself at the foot Christ the Redeemer. In 2008, a Brazilian-born artist by the name of Vic Muniz traveled to Rio de Janeiro to the Garden of Gramacho, the trash heap there, so that he could see all of the garbage for himself. Vic traveled with some of the scavengers, the people who made their living on the dump, and they showed him the mountains of trash that had accumulated. Vic took stock of well, all the broken windows and abandoned paint cans and forgotten toys that had accumulated over the years. Now, here's the amazing thing. Vic looked at the trash, but unlike everyone else, this master artist did not see trash. It said pictures began to form in his mind. And suddenly that old forgotten tire began to look more like a lock of hair. Suddenly, without realizing it, that trash bag, it began to form a smile. Suddenly, that broken bottle, it began to look like the beginnings of an eyelash. That cardboard box looked like the sleeve up of a dress. Suddenly, Vic began to take all of the refuge, all of the discarded items, and he began to make something beautiful out of it. See, other people had said it was worthless. Other people said it had outlived its purpose, and yet Vic took it and he repurposed it. He gave it new meaning, new value, new beauty. Jesus reached out his hand. He reached out his hand and he touched the leper and he said, go and show yourself to the priest. Present your gifts at the altar. And immediately, the leprosy left the man. You see, Jesus took this man that other people said was worthless. This man other people had already deemed expendable, and he gave him a new purpose. He repurposed the man. Other people had told this man he was a liability to society, but Jesus said that he had gifts. Go and present your gifts, he said. He had still had something to give the world, something that the world desperately needed. Present your gifts, he said, at the altar. Yes, make no mistake about it. From your very first breath until your very dying day, God says you are here for a reason. You have a gift you can offer, you and only you. And I don't know what it is, but I bet you do. I bet you know exactly what it is you are meant to share with the world. Go and present your gifts, Jesus says, because you need to share them as much as other people need to receive them. See, that's why the word retirement is not found in the Bible. There's no Greek equivalent, and the reason is because people of faith, they simply don't retire. Instead, what we find in the scriptures is that when a person outlives one calling in life, when they live through one purpose in life, God is always there to give them a new purpose, a new calling. God uses them in a fresh and new way. You have something you need to give. So present it at the altar. And what you find when you come to this altar is you find that God will receive that gift. God will take that gift and bless it and break it open, and God will make something beautiful out of it. Maybe that's why the great author George Shaw once wrote, "I want to be used up when I die." He said, "The harder I work, the more I live." You see, God is not done with you yet. Not by a long shot. Now go and present your gifts at the altar. Let God take them. Let God bless them. Let God use them to bless the world around you. The great social activist Jim Wallace tells the story of visiting an inner city church in Detroit, a church that had recently launched an anti-crime initiative in the community. Now, Jim Wallace said that this particular church seemed to buck the trend when it came to crime in Detroit. As a whole, crime in Detroit was rising, but in the streets that surrounded this one community, it had fallen dramatically, and he wanted to know why they were so different. Jim Wall said he went to the church and he asked them the question, saying, "Now tell me, what exactly have you done to help transform the neighborhood so drastically?" And the pastor of the church said, "Well, it really wasn't anything that special." He said it all started just a few months ago when a couple little old ladies came up to me after worship, and they told me straight out that they were sick and tired of living in a war zone. And they told me they wanted to do something about it. So he said they got together and they decided that every night, right when the sun goes down, they were going to go out in the streets, and they all brought with them folding chairs, and they were just going to sit there all night with camcorders in their hands. And they were going to let everyone in the streets know that whatever goes on in those streets, it was being recorded. Well, the pastor said, "The truth is, none of those women know how to use that camcorder." That's okay, because the drug dealers don't know that. And they have all gone and left, all because a bunch of nosy grandmas couldn't stay out of their business. Go, Jesus says. present your gifts at the altar. Yes, God is not done with you yet. No, God is not done with you yet. So may you go forth from this place and may you find that purpose that God is calling you to today. May you hear that calling in your life. May you let God take you and bless you and break you open so that your gifts might become something beautiful for the world. Go, Jesus says. Go and present your gifts at the altar. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. Will you pray with me? God, we thank you that indeed you continue to call us, use us. We thank you, Lord, that you are not done with us yet, but instead that you have great purpose for our lives. So we pray that we might always have ears to hear and hearts to respond to that summons, that way that you are leading us forward. And we pray that we would be different because of it. Lord, bless us this day. Strengthen us for the work that is to come. For it's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.